You have beamed into Area 54 with Tim and Mike.
Get it? Stop me if you think that you've heard this one before. 'Cause nothing's changed. I still love you. Oh, I still love you. Only slightly less than I used to, my love.
Ivan, born under the Brixton sun. skull surviving. At the end of the harder they come, you know, it means no mercy. They caught him with a gun. No need for the Black Maria. Goodbye to the Brixton.
54. Music from the future.
Thank you. You listen to Area 54. Just played a track by Beanfield. The song's called Planetary Deadlock. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Tim's favorite band from the 90s.
They're my favoriteest band from the 90s. Were they from the 90s?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They sound old.
Old. Self-titled album is called Beanfield. And, you know, this after this album, they kind of went more jazzy. And so if you like that song, it's really not like anything.
And lately, their music's being remixed, and it's actually clubby.
Yeah,
I mean, like, as
really
far as like club music.
Yeah, really unusual. Herbs before that did a song called The Chauffeur. That was off of the album called Toujours Le Même Film. And I know I didn't pronounce that right. Mike was just in France, so he could probably correct me, but I'm not going to even give him time. Nouvelle Vague before that did a song called Guns of Brixton. And that was just off their self-titled album. Mark Ronson did Stop Me off of his album Version. Start off the whole set with Billie Holiday. The song we played was called I Hear Music. That was the swing set and Takuya remix. And it's off the Billie Holiday album called Remixed and Reimagined.
It's a great album. We talked about that right before the set, that it's not one of those albums I like listening to all the way through, but it's good on shuffle. And the Herbs album, we've had that for a while too.
Long time.
I had that on shuffle, and this song popped up.
That's
that we've
album.
Not played on the show here. It's kind of like it's, you know, probably it's a digital harpsichord, but it's kind of cool. I don't feel like it's like Johannes Sebastian Bach doing down tempo chill.
It kind of has a 60s feel to it.
Yeah,
a lot of
60s
songs.
With the harp, you know. Yeah. It's like it's kind of it's really cool. It's a great album.
That's cool.
And I think a lot of people who've who bought this album told me that they really enjoy this album. But it's always, if I'm playing something, they're like, who's this? So it's like, I'm going to pull it out. It's like, oh, it's the Herbs. This.
Yeah,
and there's always different tracks on there that people like about it, too. But this is one that we have not played here on the show yet. All right, we're going to go back to some more older music. I don't know what the deal is. Are we kind of nostalgic after the holidays?
And we're this band they've got a new album out that's coming out. And check this out. They've decided that they were going to get rid of Grace Slick. So what they did on their new album, and I can't remember the name of the album, we'll announce it later, but it's coming out, I think, in February. They just got guest vocalists. They have a French gal who's doing...
Brilliant. So you can create a different sound with every song.
Absolutely. Now, they've gone back. They say they've gone back to their original down-tempo music with a lot of samples and electronic elements mixed with guitar. We'll see.
Well, if you're wondering who we're talking about, it's Morcheeba.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go back to their first album, Who Can You Trust? We're going to play a track called Tape Loop. So I'm curious about this.
Yeah, I am
new
too.
Album. It's coming out next month?
Yep. Middle of February.
Oh, that's exciting. All
it
right.
Is. Let's play it.
Here it is. Tim Mike with the Area 54.